Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Siliwal with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba pledges to duly amend Federal Civil Service Act. Nepal records less than 100 cases of corona infection since the second wave of COVID-19 hit the country. Newly elected National Assembly members take oath of office and secrecy, and partial evacuation of Ukrainian city on hold amidst accusations of ceasefire violation. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has pledged to take forward the Federal Civil Service Act in a timely manner. Inaugurating the 8th National Convention of the Nepal Civil Service Employees Union in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Deuba assured that the government was committed to addressing the issues seen during the employee adjustment process. Prime Minister Deuba viewed that civil servants should be deployed for the national interest without discriminating against them on the basis of their political ideologies. Urging public servants to deliver service effectively, the Prime Minister asserted that the Constitution of Nepal has clearly defined the rights of trade union. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, said the government would move ahead by considering the need of civil servants. Minister Karki said the government was fully informed about the Federal Civil Service Act and the need of civil servants, and action will be taken while bringing the act. Newly elected 19 members of the National Assembly have taken the oath of office and secrecy. At a program organized at the Federal Parliament Secretariat at Singapore today, National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timmalsina administered the oath of office to the newly elected Upper House members. The elections of 19 vacant posts of the National Assembly members was held on the 26th of January. The term of newly elected 19 members will be of 6 years. Chairperson of CPN UML KP Sharma Oli has suggested naming province number 1 as Kosi province. Addressing the first convention of Press Chowdhary Nepal at Birta Mode in Province 1 today, Chairman Oli said that it would be appropriate to name Province 1 as Kosi Province, as Kosi River originated before human civilization. He said that it would be appropriate and common to name province from the identity of civilization rather than ethnic identity. Nepali Congress General Secretary Gagan Kumar Thapa has said it would be a disregard of the parliament to say that there was no rationale for the government and parliament to endorse the MCC with a descriptive note. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport today, General Secretary Thapa asserted that Nepal's parliament reserves the right to describe any agreements, treaties, acts and international laws when the country becomes a party to it. Stating that there was nothing new in the description, Congress General Secretary Thapa said the MCC compact was made clearer with the descriptions. He believed that the misconception about the MCC compact among people would go away soon. Similarly, Nepali Congress Vice President Dhanaraj Gurung clarified that the incumbent government formed a coalition in a compulsive condition and it would move ahead depending on the situation and circumstances. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सामाजिक सुरक्षा कोषमा सहभागी बनौं, सुरक्षित एवं सुखद जीवन यापन गरौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम, रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
सादा खाना 100 रुपैयाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपैयाँ। ओए, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Vice Chairperson of the CPN-UML, Subhas Chandra Nirmang, has demanded the government to hold the local level elections at the slated time. At the first joint convention of various chapters of Press Chowdhary organized in Kathmandu today, Vice Chairman Nirmang blamed that the ruling coalition has been trying to postpone the local polls. He further said there was no alternative but to go for 3 tiers of elections. Nepal has reported new cases of COVID-19 below 100 for the first time since the second wave of infection hit the country. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed 91 new cases of COVID-19 today while testing 6,220 samples. Likewise, 362 people recovered from COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. No corona-related death was recorded in the country today. 5 shops have been burned down in a fire at a market of Matihani Municipality 8 in Mahottery District this morning. However, no human casualties are reported in the blaze. Police said a short circuit caused the fire. The district police Mahottery confirmed the destruction of the shops and properties worth around 15 million rupees in the blaze. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The Russian attack in Ukraine has entered day 10 and more than 1.3 million Ukrainians have fled the country. The head of the UN Refugee Agency has said the situation in Ukraine remains dire and the number of refugees fleeing the Russian invasion could potentially rise to 1.5 million by the end of the weekend. Earlier, Russian forces declared a ceasefire to allow humanitarian corridors out of the Ukrainian cities of Mariupol and Volnovakha. However, in Mariupol, local officials say evacuation has been put on hold, accusing Russian forces of ceasefire violations. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry has accused the Ukrainian nationalists of preventing civilians from leaving. On a different note, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said the angry statements of Ukrainian President Zelensky were not inspiring optimism about the fate of talk to end hostilities in Ukraine. Likewise, an Al Jazeera report quotes Ukrainian MP Serhiy Babak reiterating his call for the establishment of a no-fly zone in Ukraine. However, NATO has denied imposing a no-fly zone over the Ukrainian sky, while promising to provide more artilleries and fiscal aid. In another development, multiple news outlets say they will pause their work inside Russia, citing a new law that could mean jail for those found to be intentionally spreading fake news. As a retaliation step, Russia says it is blocking Facebook and restricting access to Twitter. North Korea has fired a suspected ballistic missile, South Korea's military has said, just days before Seoul's presidential election. Japan also confirmed the launch today, saying the missile flew at a maximum altitude of 550 km and a distance of 3,300 km. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous region and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba pledges to duly amend Federal Civil Service Act. Nepal records less than 100 cases of corona infection since the second wave of COVID-19 hit the country. Newly elected National Assembly members take oath of office and secrecy and partial evacuation of Ukrainian city on hold amidst accusations of ceasefire violation. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.